lips and souls. Back Up, the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people, to tell you how America lives and thinks and feels in your town and mine. Box Pop, sponsored by Lipton Tea and Lipton Soup. Tonight, your two box poppers, Parks Johnson and Warren Hull, are in Burlington, Vermont, visiting a vanishing American institution, the Country Store. They're gathered around the Olsen Box Pop Country Store.
Well, hello, Mr. Folsom. Warren and I just dropped in, thought we'd like to meet some more of your customers and your neighbors.
Sure, you got a whole store full here, Ernie.
Who's this chap over here, Mr. Folsom?
Lyman Ashley,
huh? He says you're one of his furthest customers from where was it?
Bolton, Vermont.
Where's Bolton, Vermont?
18 miles from here.
18 miles?
18 miles.
And you drive in 18 miles to trade with Mr. Folsom?
I certainly do.
How come? How come you pass a lot of grocery stores to get to here?
Well, I probably pass a dozen or 15 from right here, but I go where I get good service, good product, and courtesy and friendship, you know. That's what makes business.
Friendship around? You mean around the old Cracker Barrel,
huh? That's right. That's the old way of doing business. I like it.
Well, when you go into his store, for instance, do you just get the groceries and going out, or how long do you stay?
Oh, no. We stay around and have a visit like the rest do.
You been knowing him long?
Oh, probably 30 years or more.
Where'd you see him first?
Well, the first time I saw him, he was prompting to a kitchen dance in Wakefield, Vermont. Probably 65 miles from where we are tonight.
Prompting for a kitchen dance? What's the difference between a kitchen dance and a barn dance?
Oh, well, you know, when perhaps you been out where they have what they call barn dances,
yeah.
Kitchen dances. They're all about the same.
Just smaller?
Round dances? Oh, yes. I've seen lots of people in kitchen dances. They have the whole house opened up to the crowd.
You musical?
I used to before I lost some fingers to an accident and play violin.
And Mr. Folsom, he's musical?
Mr. Folsom played a violin. Also, he was prompter and player at the same time.
Why, that's something we didn't find out about, you know what I mean? Yeah, how about it, Mr. Folsom?
Well, I don't do any of it
now.
No. Now, gone by.
Well, that's because you got so much business over there, you can't handle anything else, eh?
Well, we don't get any rides. We used to buy these garages, like Ashley, to start up the mill. We always have to call back to him that the car don't get no further and we don't get to our
spreader. I'll have to get back at Mr. Folsom. I don't think he ever had to come back because he isn't one of those IWW customers just looking for information, wind and water. He buys gas and go on. But the other fellas don't. They'll run out of gas, then have to come back.
Say, one thing about your business. You have a garage up there, I understand.
Yes, sir.
And your job is taking care of the trucks and of the farmers and the
other. Oh, I have a little of everything. I take care of trucks, cars, fine machinery, everything from a sewing machine to a duck race.
Is it sort of easy nowadays to get parts, or is it still hard?
No, it's terrible.
Really?
It's worse than it ever was when we talk about wartime. We're over the war in a sense, but it's worse than it ever was. Forget parts.
Well, how do you get them? You keep them rolling.
We try to keep them rolling because it takes me about half of my time to get the parts to keep the rest of the boys going.
What do you do? Go to junkyards and tear parts?
We get anywhere that we can get parts. If they're good news parts, we use them.
Well, is Nick actually here with you tonight, by the way?
He is in the house tonight.
Good. You got a special job on every day, I suppose, up there.
Well, we always have from under day to a week ahead from us.
Nick is actually, I knew she was here. She told me a while ago that both of the boys still up there working on somebody's transmission or something.
When we left there, one was working on a transmission, the other was fixing up a fellow's generator so he could continue on. He was just a tramp, if that fellow happened to be.
Yeah. Well, you get him out, don't you? Nick,
well,
awesome. You've got some pretty good customers, you know that?
That's a very nice customer.
I sort of like this man over here.
They're all good, straight customers at my store.
Well, let me ask you something, baby. He's interested in antique stuff, isn't he, a little bit, you think? Old cars and old everything?
He has a lot.
Yeah. Well, we heard that you were, and we knew that your wife was also. So we've got three things here we hope you'll enjoy, you and Mrs. Ashley. First of all, in perfect condition, an unusually fine organ, one of those pump and play sound instruments, so that you can have a little fun back there.
That is very nice.
Now, wait a minute. Then for me, actually, for you, we've got a complete dinner service for 8 in fine water pattern china, real china. And Mr. Ashley, your wife puts us off on this. She says that you can use this very heavy all-wool overcoat up here in this Vermont winter. Can you? There you are, got it, boss. Okay.
I sure can.
Thank you a lot, Lyman Ashley. Okay. Okay, Warren.
Say, Ernie, who's this gray-haired young lady?
This is one of the pioneers of Burlington.
Pioneer?
The oldest lady in our town that lived here a proper lifetime.
Yeah? What's she done?
She's in the pig business.
The what?
In the pig business.
How many pigs?
Well, I should say she had around 700 or 800 at one time.
Well, what's her name, did you say?
Nellie G. Krupp.
Oh, I see. Mrs. Krupp, have you traded for a long time with Ernie?
Oh, yes, several years.
Uh-huh. When did you start trading with him?
Oh, when I lived up on the farm in Williston, or South Burlington, as you call it.
Mm-hmm. That was a different store then, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Well, did you stuck with him when he moved?
Well, that store up there was what we call the Muddy Bookstore. And then when he moved down at the place he is now situated at, I still stayed with him. I had to keep following around.
Several of the girls follow Ernie, don't they?
Oh, yes.
How many mouths do you have to feed, Mrs. Krupp?
One at the present time, beside myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've had to feed more, though, when you had porkers.
Oh, yes. I had, I would say somewhere about 10.
Mm-hmm. Well, you set a big table then.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. And what did you give them for Sunday dinner?
Oh, well, I gave them a big chicken dinner, of course.
Oh, no pork.
Oh, no, not that.
Well, have you given up pork producing?
Yes. Oh, yes. A long while ago.
Well, we need you in that business right now.
Well, the shortage of meat at the present time. I think if they all got a pork chop now, they'd probably start at the tail and end at the squeal.
They'd eat the whole thing right up to the
squeal. Oh, entirely. They couldn't help that.
Say, you said you're not in the pork producing business now. What are you doing?
Oh, I've just retired.
Oh, aren't you going to do anything anymore?
Well, I'm looking rather for a job at the present time.
Well, wouldn't you like a job in Ernie's store?
Oh, yes. I was just store business once.
Oh, you were in the store business?
Oh, yes.
When was that?
Oh, back here quite a few years ago.
Uh-huh. What kind of a store?
Well, a general grocery store.
Yeah. You ran it yourself?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I ran it all alone.
You ran the
I ran that store all alone.
Oh, yes. Well, that's quite a job for a woman all
yes.
by herself. Did you come out all right with it?
Oh, yes. I've done a cash business.
Oh, good. Say, do you get into any of the political discussions around Ernie's store?
Oh, once in a while.
Yes. Which way do you vote?
Which way do I vote?
Yes.
Well, I vote for the best one every time.
Oh, I see. Ernie, I hear that you're going to vote Democrat this fall.
Well, I don't think so. With the works of the country now, I think we'd all better vote the other way.
You do? Ernie, is there anything more that you'd like to say about Mrs. Krupp?
Yes, I'd like to have her tell about the experience the chickens rode.
The chickens rode?
Yes.
You mean when I get them that chicken dinner? Oh, yes, when I give them that chicken dinner and had to serve that, I used to kill my own chickens, and I used to put two on the block at once, cut both heads at once. Oh.
You used to cut both heads off at once?
Yes.
Why in the world did you do that?
Well, I thought two heads was better than one.
No. That's the kind that I usually pull on the program, Mrs. Krupp. Mrs. Krupp, it's fun talking to you. Before we go any further, we have some things for you from listeners. Buzz, will you bring them out from the back here? Now, here first is a Simmons all-wool electronic blanket with a thermostat. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh,
that's all you need on a winter night to keep you warm. And we hear that you were looking for a pressure cooker. So, presto, here it is. And presto, here it is, too. And to help you reach your quick cookery, here's a beautiful set of Lady Hamilton pattern community plates in service 4-8. Does that strike your eye?
Oh, wonderful.
Well, here's something for your taste, too. And that's a package, of course, that everyone gets, a package of Lipton tea and Lipton soup. Thank you very much, Mrs. Nellie G. Krupp.
Thank you.
Say, Warren, Mr. Folsom tells me that he's got a new plate taking care of the store tonight. A young fella named Al. He's just a rookie in the business. Then maybe we ought to call him up and give him a few pointers on lifting tea. Huh?
That's a swell idea, Parks, and boy, can I tell him plenty. Say, hand me that phone, will you? Okay. Hello, operator? Give me Burlington 1785R, please. I wonder how Al's getting along without Ernie over there. Hello, is that you, Al? Hey, this is Owen Hull. Parks and I thought we ought to give you two pointers on Lipton tea. You know, we're selling it, too. You know, I'll tell you about it, but... What's that? Yeah, I know it's Brisk, but... Yeah, sure, B-R-I-S-K. Yeah, I know how to spell it. Now, look. Yes, Al. Yes. Brisk means lively, tangy, full body. But listen. I know that, Al. Brisk. Yeah, sure. Brisk means richer flavor. Parks. Did you say that guy was a rookie?
Say, Warren, give me that phone. Now, Al, look here. What? Yeah, but... Well, okay. Goodbye.
What did he say, Park?
He said Lipton tea is brisk.
Well, first, I must admit Al's got a point there. Lipton tea is brisk. It's blended for briskness. Blended from as many as 18 source teas. Each one carefully chosen for its own special quality. And it's that wonderful, brisk flavor of Lipton's that gives you extra enjoyment at every steaming cup. Now, you try it yourself and see if Al isn't right. One sip, and you'll say, Lipton tea. That's for me.
Hey, Mr. Folsom, who's this couple coming in?
Mr. Hassel, South Burlington, Vermont. One of my newest customers.
And is this his wife with him coming in?
His wife beside him.
Uh-huh.
Mrs. Hathaway.
I'm going to introduce myself to him. You don't mind, do you?
What?
You don't mind if I go up and introduce myself to him? Yes. New customers. I just didn't want to scare him off.
Yeah,
all right. Husband and wife combination. Both old friends of Mr. Folsom, because I say that anybody that's known him for 30 minutes is an old friend of his. Is that right, Mr. Hathaway?
Certainly true.
Have you known Mr. Folsom long, Ms. Hathaway?
I've known him for about 3 years.
Well, how come you've known him longer than your husband?
Well, my husband was overseas, and when I bought the home, I went over there to do my trading because I got a fair and square deal, and it really was true.
You mean you looked around a little bit and then deliberately selected
him? I looked around.
Huh? Yeah? Say, she said that you were overseas. What were you doing overseas?
I was a navigator of the B-25 outfit in the Mediterranean.
What air force? Yes.
12th Air Force.
Oh, the 12th Air Force.
That's the well-known unknown Air Force.
How do you figure the well-known unknown Air Force?
Well,
we've heard a lot about you here recently.
Well, they used to get a lot of publicity about the Battle of the Brenner Pass, but it was the unknown Air Force that did the bulk of that.
You were the fellows that were up there dropping them, huh?
That's correct.
Have you got any children?
Oh, yes. I got a little rascal about almost 3 years old.
Boy or girl?
A girl.
When did you see her first?
I never saw her. She's about 13 months old.
13 months old. Ms. Hathaway, were you able to wire him or cable him over there and let him know about the boat?
Well, I had a little difficulty at first, and he didn't find out for about 3 weeks, which he had, a boy and girl.
Oh, that must have been killing on you to know that maybe he didn't know about it, huh?
Well, I could get his letters, but he didn't get mine. I couldn't get them out of New York City.
What did you do while he was away?
Well, for a while, I lived in Burlington in an apartment.
Uh-huh. Did you write
No, not at the time. I've been working previously to that.
Somebody tells me you were raising rabbits.
Oh, I bought those 2 years ago in June. And I started getting quite a business.
Yeah? How many?
I had 265 at one time. And I used to go and buy in the supply and raise them until I got 4 to 5 pounds and sell them for laboratories for hooking pop serum.
Oh, that kind of rabbits, huh?
Well, they paid for the angoras that I started to raise wool with.
You got some left?
And I got 78, I think, of those.
For laboratory?
No, for the wool.
Oh, for the wool, huh?
I've been doing those for the best.
Let me ask you one more thing about Mr. Folsom here. You traded with him during the war. How were his prices?
His prices stayed down compared to a lot of them in Burlington and areas, but...
He took care of his customers.
He took care of his customers.
That's what we hear. I just wanted to know. Well, I am now. I see Warren looking at a customer coming in over there. But before I let him have you... We want to give you from Lipton, both of you. We know that you love antiques also. So from Lapierre's, a choice cherry and curly maple lamp table. Now, wait a minute. And thanks to our friend Mr. Munson of Munson Appliances here, for you, Mrs. Hathaway, this brand new speed queen washing machine. That'll lighten the load at home, I know. Thank you a lot, Mr. and Mrs. Hathaway.
Okay, Warren.
Say, Ernie, here's a girl I heard call you Pop the other day. Who's she?
That's one of my smallest customers. This is Mrs. Talby of Huntington, Vermont, first teller in the Howard National Bank.
A teller, huh?
First teller.
Look,
the first wind in the Howard National
Bank. There. That's not Mrs. Talby.
Miss Talby.
That's better.
Oh, Miss Talby. I think. Miss Talby.
I guess she might like to be, because she'd like to knock the baby, she said.
Oh, she'd like to be Mrs.? Say, Miss Talby, why do you call Ernie Pop?
Well, you see, my pop is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And Ernie's been like a pop to me. He's helped me in so many ways.
How?
Well, when I needed groceries, the little fellow, to go down street to buy groceries, it was impossible. They didn't want my trade down there.
Yes?
But Pop, he always saves me something. Always something under the counter when he has something.
For his smallest customer.
For his smallest customer.
He comes into your bank, too?
Oh, yes. Some of the boys in the bank say Pop's kind of crazy.
Why?
Well, you see, we have to have a little system. He can't give everybody stuff, you know. So when he comes in, he holds up one finger if he's got meat.
Yeah?
And if he's got mayonnaise, he holds up the finger on the other hand.
Yeah.
If he's got meat, mayonnaise, and soap powder, he throws up both hands. And so the people think he's crazy, but Pop and I understand.
Yeah. Well, now you'll have to change your system. People come into the bank, they'll be after you. Do you stop in the store to visit, too?
Oh, sure. It's just like whole home week when Pop and I get together out there.
Why?
Well, you see, people like Mr. Ashley, my father was a country doctor, and he doctored all out through there.
Uh-huh.
And people gather there, and when I go out to Pop's store, I'm sure to run on someone I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the story?
Vermont. I love it now, anyway. Someday, perhaps, I'd like to go away. Perhaps on the last end of life, I'd like to go in some other state and, as Pop told you, adopt a child and have someone.
You can't do it here?
No, I understand the state of Vermont doesn't allow unmarried girls to adopt
children. Well, I don't know. Thought of again that. When a person wants one so much that it can take care of it, I think you ought to be able to adopt one.
Young man, I'll pick her up
there. All right.
Is Pop speaking for himself?
You have a good idea there, Pop. Say, Miss Falby, here are some lips and gifts that we think are just your cup of tea. To help you catch the elusive pike and bass in Lake Champlain, here's an electric trolling outboard motor with a battery that'll give you up to 5 knots and never scare the fish because it's absolutely silent. You like that?
Boy, oh, hey. I like that.
And when you're not fishing, we understand that you ride a lot. You ride the year round, even out in the middle of the winter. So here is 50 hours of riding out at your favorite stable, Happy Acres. Happy riding, happy hours to you, Miss Alma Salvi. Right.
Folks, this talk about country stores makes me think of one of the greatest of all storekeepers, Sir Thomas Lipton. Did you know, Warren, that Sir Thomas started out as a clerk in a little neighborhood provision store, something like Mr. Folsom's here?
Why, sure I did, Park. But most folks think of Sir Thomas as the world's most famous tea merchant, the man who blended and perfected the world's largest selling brand of tea, Lipton Tea.
Well, no wonder, Warren. Sir Thomas made a tea that folks took to right away, a tea that's blended for briskness, blended from as many as 18 carefully chosen teas. And that's why, unlike ordinary tea, Lipton's is never flat or dull tasting. It's always rich and refreshing, a tea that gives you full satisfaction in every sip.
Now, don't take our word for it, folks. Get a package of Lipton tea and try it. Once you taste that grand, brisk flavor, you'll say, Lipton tea, that's for me.
You got it, Warren. Well, this gentleman I met in Mr. Folsom's store the other day, so I don't have to be introduced. I see him come in, so I'm going to talk to him right now. It's Mr. George Perkins. Where do you live, Mr. Perkins?
In South Burlington.
How far away from the Folsom store?
Well, about a mile and a half, I should think.
I'm sorry that I didn't get out to your farm the other day when the crowd drove by out there. They tell me you've got a beautiful farm.
We have a nice home.
How long have you been out there?
About 2 years.
You've been trading with Mr. Folsom all that time?
Most of the time, yes. Yeah.
What makes you like to trade with him? We're just interested in this guy and how you...
Oh, we just sort of took a liking to him. And I run a country store for 2 years myself.
You did? A long time ago?
Well, I was about 30 years ago. I'm telling my age, ain't it?
Yeah. Well, how did it turn out?
Well, I was burned out.
Burned out?
Yes.
Lose everything you had?
I lost everything I had. All we got out was just the clothes my wife and I and three children had.
Well, was your father around then?
Yes, my father was on the farm. See, I left the farm and went into store. And after I'd been out, I came back on the farm. Dad was up there one day and he said, you better come back on the farm and start over. So I did.
Didn't depress him at all that you burned out, did
it? No, I don't think it did.
He knew he got a good fella coming on the farm, eh?
And I went back on the farm, and I've been on the farm ever since.
You always had good luck on it? Good luck?
No, I've had bad luck and good luck.
Yeah?
I was on the Connecticut River in 36 when they had that flood. And it put about 8 feet of water on my meadow at the time, and when it went down, there was anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of sand on it.
That sort of ruined up stuff.
Yes, it was all new seeded.
Land.
And we had to throw it all over again and seed it down again.
Were you able to borrow any money to go ahead?
No, I got along without any money. The Red Cross came there and looked it over sometime after the flood and said they were going to help the farmers through there. But they kept coming back, and until I got sick of it, and I said, really, I don't think I need any help. I've always been on my own, and I think I can carry on without your help.
That is typical of Vermont, I'm telling you. They are hard-headed, but I like that kind of hard-headedness, folks. One other thing I want to ask you right here. You are up in this maple sugar country. Do you expect a good run next year of maple syrup?
Well, we hope so. I have no sugar place. At one time at the Army Old Farm, we tapped about 2,500 trees. And we certainly made plenty of them.
But you don't have any here now.
We don't have any here now.
Miss Peckin's with us tonight?
Yes, she's in the audience.
Oh, good. First of all, Mr. Folsom, will you hand Mr. Perkins a package of Lipton tea and Lipton noodle soup before he goes out? We want him to take it home out there. And then now, from our sponsor, Lipton, we've got something we hope both you and Miss Perkins are going to enjoy. For you, first of all, it's an extremely comfortable, genuine, old-time Boston rocker. It's an antique with original stencil, and I know you're going to enjoy that. Now, wait a minute. That's not all. And next, we beat you to something that you were planning to do that we found out about. I hope you don't mind. We've got for Mrs. Perkins a big, new gas ring from the Lash Furniture Company here. It'll make her cooking a lot easier for that large family of yours. Thank you, Mr. George Perkins. Okay, Warren.
Well, Ernie. Wait a minute here. Wait a minute. Ernie, it's time to tackle you now, by golly. How long have you had the store here?
13 years.
Oh, really? Well, it wasn't all built up when you first came, was it?
No, we built it up as we came here.
Yeah, what was it like when you first came?
It was just a sand blow there.
Yeah.
Lost side here on the pond where the kids skated.
And they, you thought you're foolish to start the store there?
Well, they all thought so.
Well, has there ever been a day that you didn't have some customers?
Never's been a day in my life.
How many days have you not been behind the counter?
Well, I don't think there's only been but one or two since I've been there in 13 years.
Yeah, when was that one day?
When I had my teeth pulled at the hospital.
Oh, I see. Who was there taking care of the store that day?
My wife.
Bessie?
Bessie.
Wow. Say, Bessie, it's a good thing that you're with us tonight. We hear that Ernie had a proposal after he was on that maple sugar party with us last spring.
He better not.
He better not? He's not in the market?
He's not in the market.
How long have you been married?
About 24 years.
Where did you meet Ernie?
In Marshville, Vermont.
Well, what was going on?
Another man had danced.
Oh, was he dancing or was he a musician? I hear that he was...
He was a musician. He won the $5 from Henry Ford playing the Moth song.
He did? That's something else I never heard of. What was it about him that really won you, Bessie? Huh?
That wonderful talking was here.
Oh. Ernie, what was your instrument when you were playing?
I played a bass viol.
A bass viol?
Bass viol.
Why, do you still play it?
No.
Well, why not?
When they began to strap it and lick it, I didn't like it.
Oh. Say, we noticed the cars stop at the store from all parts of the country.
Well, that is because I put this sign up. I've had cars from every state in the Union, and courtesy cards from most every state in the Union.
Yeah? What do you mean? What sign?
This box pop on the store.
Oh, fine. Say, tell them about that big Cadillac that stopped the other day.
One day last week, there was a Cadillac from Winnipeg stopped there.
Mm-hmm.
There was a nice gentleman in front and a nice lady. In the back seat, there was a wealthy lady. She had ribbons on her hair and on her glasses and diamonds on her fingers.
Yes.
So she says, put in 25 gallons of gas. So I put in 25 gallons of gas. She says, wipe the windshield. I wipe the windshield. She says, 4 quarts of X, 100 oil. I put that in. I started to go in. She says, well, I want to ask you some questions. All right, I says. So she rolled down the glass. I says, I can't hear you there. I pulled the door right open. I says, I ought to sit right down beside a good-looking woman.
Yeah.
She says, how do I get to Old Orchard, Maine? Well, sir, I says, you go right up here to Williston. That's a mole down the hill. Turn and get out. Mm-hmm. I says, you'll strike Richmond. That's a little crooked place, but you'll go right up to, you won't see much.
Yes.
I says, you'll strike Jonesville, and that's like a crooked neck cross. Keep going right up the hill. I says, when you get to Bolton, I says, you'll know it's that, because it's all rock. I says, when you get to Waterbury, that's the nut house. I says, you can keep right on right up to Montpelier. That is the capital of our big state.
Mm-hmm.
I says, turn to the right and right square through to East Montpelier, Plainfield, Danville, right square into St. John, across the bridge, right to Waterford, and right up through. She says, here's $1, my man. I says, I don't take money here. She says, you take that. That's for you.
Oh, why? Why did she give you the dollar?
Because I told her the only man could tell her right straight through. If she'd asked a dozen, she said.
Oh. Say, I know that running a grocery store is a little bit difficult now. It must keep you awake nights, doesn't it?
It does.
It does keep you awake nights. How about you, Bessie?
Well, I don't lay awake nights. I do my thinking in the daytime.
Oh. Well, I know that both of you work awfully hard. And from what we see and hear in the community would be lost without you. And now, Bessie, here's something from Lipton's to remember us by. It's a handsome gray wool winter coat with detachable wool suede lining. And on the lapel, you'll find a beautiful jeweled gold pin and there are earrings to match.
Well, thank
you. You like that?
Yes.
Oh, no, that's not all. Wait a minute. Ernie, well, we hear that you have to go dashing upstairs every time Box Pop comes on. So to keep you on the job and perhaps draw more business, there's a Westinghouse 6-tube long and short wave radio. And so you'll know to the minute when 9 o'clock comes here in the east, there's a Walsum 17-jewel gold pocket watch and chain. And on the back is engraved E.A. Fulton, Box Pop 91746. Thanks a lot, Ernie. And
thank you, Mr. Fulton. Well, it's wonderful to have been with you. Now, Warren, tell them about next week. We're going back to college, a famous woman's college, you know, down in Virginia's Sweetbriar. Tune in, everybody.
Yes, yes. Good night, all.
Hello?
Whoa, this is Al over to Folsom's store again. Say, I was talking to Warren Hull a bit ago, and I plumb forgot to tell him about that other wonderful Lipton product. Lipton Noodle Soup Mix. Gosh, it makes the best soup you ever tasted. Smack dab full of that old-time chickeny flavor. And with plenty of tender golden noodles, too. Hot ziggity.
Hot ziggity is right, Al. Lipton Noodle Soup has all the flavor of homemade soup, but with none of the fuss. Gives you more soup than ordinary canned soup, so you save money, too. Get Lipton Noodle Soup Mix, folks. It's really grand. You'll like it. And tune in next week, same time, same station, for another Vox Pop show. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.